really deep.
Pain in the chest behind the breastbone, going into the right and left upper chest, around the left axilla and down into the left arm. This has occurred in the past month since the death of her husband from a heart attack. Pain goes into the back, is of short duration, is accompanied with a bit of dyspnea.
I can feel when I lay down in bed, I can feel that it's a thump.
Patient has been aware of the pounding of the heart when lying down in bed, even before the present symptoms have occurred. Dyspnea on slight exertion, no history of heart disease, however. Patient is a white female, age 64.
Mm-hmm.
Is fairly upset because of recent death of her husband, tends to weep when she talks about it. Patient wears glasses, tongue sticks out in midline, stick your tongue out, not coated particularly, teeth are false, neck negative, trachea midline, no enlarged thyroid. Patient complains of pain in the left posterior neck area when she moves head to the left.
Runs
into the lower, into the upper trapezius area. Some swollen in each ear, hearing somewhat decreased in right ear. Skin, essentially negative, no rash noted. Chest, clear to PNA, normal movement of the chest, no rows at either base. Heart, not enlarged, no murmurs noted. Rate 80. Abdomen, scar lower midline due to hysterectomy and appendectomy at the same time, 1948. Tender in right upper quadrant, no masses noted, history of some indigestion. Is upset by highly spiced foods, fried foods, greasy foods. Tenderness in lower lumbar area. History of difficulty in lifting with resultant low back strain type of symptoms. Extremities, essentially negative, no edema, knee jerks normal, Babinski normal, impression. Angina, probably secondary to psychogenic factors due to the husband's death of coronary. Rule out coronary artery disease. Cholecystitis. 3. Arthritis of the cervical and lumbar spine.
But those are...
Betty, check with me about what I want to do with respect to the next step on this. I want a copy of this... I don't know what book you call it, the page in that book that tells what would be required satisfactorily by the state to confirm the diagnosis so I can run through this to make them happy. Check with me. Clifford Beatty. How old are you, Clifford? White male, 38. Room 113. Pain in the chest. Show me where, Richard. Substernal radiating to the right upper chest and also down the left axillary area. Also into the left arm, a little dyspnea before coming into the hospital. Pain not relieved by nitroglycerin. However, he took only one nitroglycerin and then a half an hour later a second one. The patient has been in the hospital before with a similar complaint, and a diagnosis of coronary insufficiency was made at that time. That's about 6 months ago. Also has pain in the urethra, secondary to urethral stricture. States this is present all the time, usually takes Darbone for it. Past history, we refer to the patient's own history as filled out by him. Chest pain has been present intermittently past 2 weeks. Helped by nitroglycerin, however. Physical examination. White male, 38, apparently not acutely ill, skin dry, warm, not particularly dyspneic. Mouth, stick tongue, midline teeth essentially negative. Ears show some scarring. The left ear, right ear has wax. Abdomen essentially negative. Scar of an appendix operation. When was that done? Performed 10, 11 years ago. Extremities essentially negative. Reflexes, feet cold. Reflexes, normal Babinski, normal knee jerks. Blood pressure 170 over 102. Impression. Angina pectoris, secondary to coronary insufficiency. Rule out coronary thrombosis.
Please, untamed world and this type of thing.
Can I leave this with you then, and when it runs, it does it all, erases the whole business, then we'll
discuss this and
run back.
Return this move.
Okay, put it up in bed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.